Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be sharing sub-region profiles of South Kordofan, West Kordofan and Blue Nile in Sudan. Part 1. Crisis Overview. The conflict in Sudan between the Rapid Support Forces on one side and the Sudanese Armed Forces and supporting militia groups on the other has significantly destabilized the Kordofan regions, particularly South and West Kordofan states, which are experiencing escalating violence, ethnic tensions, and a worsening humanitarian crisis. 1. South Kordofan State, particularly the Nuba Mountains, faces dire humanitarian challenges, including acute food insecurity and malnutrition, compounded by displacement and access restrictions. 2. In West Kordofan State, recurring conflict, tribal divisions, and RSF dominance have put critical oil fields and communities at risk, further straining economic stability. 3. Blue Nile State has suffered disruptions to aid delivery, road access, and essential services, leading to humanitarian crises, primarily owing to RSF incursions and logistical challenges associated with the rainy season. These regions are particularly vulnerable to the cascading effects of climate change, including food insecurity, displacement, and intensified resource conflicts. The destruction of critical infrastructure and disruptions to agricultural production have left millions without access to necessities, worsening the humanitarian crisis. Civilians, especially women and children, face heightened risks from targeted violence, gender-based violence, and displacement. The protection needs of these populations remain unmet, with critical gaps in addressing issues such as unaccompanied minors, child labor, and exploitation in displacement settings. In South Kordofan State, hundreds of thousands of displaced individuals have sought refuge in isolated areas with limited access to services. Similarly, in West Kordofan State, tribal violence and conflict have driven significant displacement. In Blue Nile State, transit migration into neighboring Ethiopia and South Sudan further exposes displaced populations to heightened risks of exploitation and abuse. Part 2. Conflict Dynamics. Part 2. A. Before April 2023. The conflict in Blue Nile, South Kordofan, and West Kordofan states has deep roots in historical, ethnic, and political tensions. The 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement, which ended the Second Sudanese Civil War, left unresolved issues, particularly regarding governance, resource sharing, the political status of the three states, and self-determination for regions. The latter included demands for greater regional authority independent of the central government, equitable resource sharing, and the Nuba people's aspirations for self-governance under a secular framework. This led to increased hostilities between the Sudanese government and various Sudanese armed groups, primarily the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North. By July 2023, the Abdelaziz Adam al-Hailu faction of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North had escalated its assaults on the SAF in South Kordofan State. This faction has maintained its autonomy from SAF and RSF and has distinct goals, which include a secular state and self-determination for regions such as South Kordofan and Blue Nile. Since April 2023, South Kordofan, the outbreak of war between the SAF and RSF in an April 2023 reignited conflict in South Kordofan State. While the region did not record significant clashes at the beginning of the conflict, unlike Khartoum and other epicenters of violence, escalating tensions between rival armed groups had triggered renewed fighting in the Nuba Mountains by June 2023. Skirmishes around Kaduguly, the state capital, escalated into full-scale battles involving the SAF, RSF, and SPLMN/Al-Hailu. These conflict events are closely linked through the RSF's exploitation of Arab identity politics, using community grievances to recruit Arab youth and fueling both broader military confrontations and localized ethnic strife. SPLMN/Al-Hailu has attempted to capitalize on the SAF's preoccupation with the RSF by capturing several SAF positions in the state. That said, they have been unable to seize control of major towns such as Dilling and Kaduguly, with heavy casualties and logistical challenges threatening their ability to maintain control over newly gained territory. West Kordofan, a state whose primary inhabitants are Misaya Arab tribe members, has escaped the intense conflict afflicting other parts of Sudan since the outbreak of the SAFR-SF war in April 2023. The RSF have secured significant victories, however, by capturing West Kordofan's capital, Al-Fula, and the strategic town of Al-Mayram near the South Sudan border. Despite mediation attempts by the Misaya, who are also prominent in the region, to prevent clashes, brief but intense fighting has led to SAF withdrawal from these cities. These captures have granted the RSF control over key routes to South Sudan, highlighting their growing influence in West Kordofan state. Blue Nile. The outbreak of the SAFR-SF war in April 2023 has aggravated pre-existing humanitarian needs in Blue Nile state. Militarily, Blue Nile has become a contested region, with SAF deployments aiming to defend key areas such as Al-Damazin. On the other hand, the RSF are advancing into villages. Clashes between the SAF and RSF, compounded by the presence of SPLMN/Al-Hailu in southern Blue Nile state, have created a complex three-way conflict. Part 2, B. South Kordofan. The outbreak of war between the SAF and RSF in April 2023 reignited conflict in South Kordofan state. While the region did not record significant clashes at the beginning of the conflict, unlike Khartoum and other epicenters of violence, escalating tensions between rival armed groups had triggered renewed fighting in the Nuba Mountains by June 2023. Skirmishes around Kaydugli, the state capital, escalated into full-scale battles involving the SAF, RSF, and SPLMN/Al-Hailu. These conflict events are closely linked through the RSF's exploitation of Arab identity politics, using community grievances to recruit Arab youth and fueling both broader military confrontations and localized ethnic strife. SPLMN/Al-Hailu has attempted to capitalize on the SAF's preoccupation with the RSF by capturing several SAF positions in the state. That said, they have been unable to seize control of major towns such as Dilling and Kaydugli, with heavy casualties and logistical challenges threatening their ability to maintain control over newly gained territory. West Kordofan. West Kordofan, a state whose primary inhabitants are Misaya Arab tribe members, has escaped the intense conflict afflicting other parts of Sudan since the outbreak of the SAFR-SF war in April 2023. The RSF have secured significant victories, however, by capturing West Kordofan's capital, Al-Fula, and the strategic town of Al-Mayram near the South Sudan border. Despite mediation attempts by the Misaya, who are also prominent in the region, to prevent clashes, brief but intense fighting has led to SAF withdrawal from these cities. These captures have granted the RSF control over key routes to South Sudan, highlighting their growing influence in West Kordofan state. Blue Nile. The outbreak of the SAFR-SF war in April 2023 has aggravated pre-existing humanitarian needs in Blue Nile state. Militarily, Blue Nile has become a contested region, with SAF deployments aiming to defend key areas such as Al-Damazin. On the other hand, the RSF are advancing into villages. Clashes between the SAF and RSF, compounded by the presence of SPLMN/Al-Hailu in southern Blue Nile state, have created a complex three-way conflict. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.